master cellars have heat, a unit in the introduction module. In this unit, you will learn the characteristics of great cellars in business. You'll also find that there's a high likelihood that you exhibit those skills in your life every day. The only difference being you've never considered using them in sales. Let's start by discussing the 21st century and how things have changed in business. What makes for great sellers these days isn't at all what you might think. When most people think of sales, they think of Alec Baldwin and Glengarry Glen Ross, the scene where he shames the sales staff into telling them that coffee's for closers, and then lecturing them on the notion of always be closing, A, B, C. Or you might consider Professor Harold Hill, the character in the musical The Music Man, a fast-talking huckster who intends to swindle townspeople by falsely selling them musical instruments. This stuff doesn't work in the age of the internet. Buyers are more informed and savvy than ever. As a sales manager, I've hired many sales professionals, and I'm extremely picky on who I hire. If I run an ad, many people will apply, but very few will make the cut. A few of the candidates have their act together, and they'll ask me, "What are you looking for? What kind of salesperson succeeds in this position?" Back in the days when I was selling software, my canned answer was, "I'm looking for people who are nice, competitive, and technical." First, it was important that the seller could quickly build rapport with a prospect. Next, they could give a technical demonstration without any help and explain how the software generally works. And lastly, have a strong desire to win deals. Many times I could get 2 out of 3 on the list, but rarely could I get 3 out of 3. I can get people who are pretty sharp and competitive, but they were jerks. Or really nice people who are very competitive, but dumber than doorknobs when it came to giving a demo. Or I could get technically adept people who were very nice, but were terrible about following up. They didn't have a competitive bone in their body. So reflecting on this over the years, I've come to the realization that my list was limited. I did hire a few people who were not particularly competitive, and they were very successful. Nice people who couldn't really read others. So I've come to the conclusion that great sellers have heat. H-E-A-T. They're helpful, emotionally intelligent, astute, and tenacious. So let's walk through this list and see if you have what it takes to be a master seller. Let's start with helpful. How quick are you to lend a hand? Think about your family and your friends. If someone was to call you up, ask you to come on over and help them with some mess, are you quick to do that? If yes, that's a great skill to leverage in sales. Next, are you emotionally intelligent? Sometimes people will call this EQ, the emotional quotient. Are you good at reading people? Are you able to tell they are telling you something without saying it in so many words? Can you pick up on social cues? Can you read between the lines? If you're good at understanding the subtext of the conversation, and not just the explicitly what it's saying, but the implicit, if so, that's a great skill you can leverage in sales. Next, are you astute? Are you able to assess the situation quickly? Can you see where there's an advantage for you? Can you connect the dots in a way that benefits your business? Are you a problem solver? Can you take what some would consider a broken mess and clearly see what's truly going on and then fix it? If you're good at this, you can apply this successfully to sales. And lastly, tenacity. This is the ability to stick with a problem and see it through until it's done. If you're tenacious, you don't give up. And it doesn't mean that you're tenacious about everything in life, but the things that matter to you, the things you have passion. People who have tenacity have the discipline to see the problem all the way to the end. One of the common weaknesses in poor sales professionals is the lack of follow-up, which is strange because it really pays off to stay on top of prospects. Most people are pretty busy. Their heads in a million places. You need to remind them. Just by following up, you can win deals. They can keep you fresh in their minds. Tenacity is a difficult skill for many people, but it's never been easier with the organization tools and apps that are available. If you're tenacious in life, You can apply this to sales. Heat. H-E-A-T. It's not about being an extrovert. It's about being curious and asking focused questions. For example, when giving a talk, I often do an exercise with a volunteer from the audience. I like to role play with that person and pretend that I'm a friend who just had a car accident. And out of their natural curiosity, they should be asking a million questions. Like, is the car okay? Am I okay? Was anybody hurt? Do you need me to do anything? This is the same type of behavior master sellers exhibit. Instead of telling, they're asking questions and listening to the answers. Most clients really appreciate that. They like that you care and you want to help. So, with this in mind, let's move to the next assignment. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being awful and 5 being excellent, let's see where you measure on the heat meter. On a scale of 1 to 5, are you helpful? How about emotional intelligence? On a scale of 1 to 5, where would you rate your skills? Do the same for astuteness and tenacity. Rank each on a scale 1 to 5, then add up your scores and divide by 4. Are you over 50%? If so, you have a future in sales. Now, again, your goal may not be to become a sales professional. That may not be why you're taking this class. You may only want to learn enough sales to be conversant in it, to move your business forward, and to make some sales early on, things that you can't easily give away right now. Competence in sales is a very powerful skill to have, and it's a skill that's useful in multiple scenarios, skills that you will use for the rest of your life. To finish up, the goal in this unit was to explain the fundamental skills of master sellers, to make it clear in your mind that you have the raw material it takes to become a successful seller too. In your personal life, you're probably very helpful and diligent. You're a problem solver and at times very good at reading the emotions of other people. I would venture to say that you wouldn't have enrolled in this course if you didn't already have a sense that you could become good at this. Your gut feelings are correct. You can become well-skilled in sales, and it's not as hard as it seems. But enough of this you-can-do-it stuff. Let's move on to the fundamental sales process. We've reached the end of the unit.